Barbara, Peter, everybody, it's my great pleasure and honor to be present here at this very important conference, debating such important issues as business trends and opportunities they represent for the companies. As you know, one African proverb says, tomorrow belongs to the people who prepare for it today. And today we are facing new realities which haven't been present a few decades or even a few years ago. First, number one, the shift of economic power from West to new countries like China, India, Brazil, Russia, Turkey maybe, and others. Number two, an even more connected and interdependent world dominated by new technologies. Number three, global warming and other environmental issues. And four, of course, economic crisis. It seems there is no end to this. Let us be cautious about it. All this brings new challenges, but, as I said at the beginning, new opportunities for the companies which are able to adapt to new circumstances and turn them into their advantage. Well, as you know, Slovenia is a very small and therefore traditionally open economy. We are very much aware of our dependence on international economic cooperation. On one hand, this means that in the time of the crisis, we were severely hit by the decrease of exports. But on the other hand, it is now the new boost of export which raises our economic growth, and I am confident it will continue to do so. I mean, the domestic forecast and also those by international institution is that our economic growth will be around 2%, maybe 2.5%. The only problem we have is a construction sector, but otherwise we are doing quite good. The inflation rate is down, it's under expectation. The unemployment rate is down. We are among those countries in the European Union that have less problems with this extremely important question of being jobless. So with the help of economic diplomacy, we focus very much in term of my government to economic diplomacy and other activities aimed at stimulating the internationalization of Slovenian companies. We try our best to give a hand to your international endeavors. In this regard, special focus is given to the most prominent markets, not only on EU level, where negotiations for conclusion of free trade and other agreements with countries like India and China are taking place, and Slovenia is supporting these negotiations. We would like to see this negotiation will be under the roof as soon as possible. Also, in other activities, we aim at the key markets. In April 2011, Government of the Republic of Slovenia adopted a special action plan in the field of this internationalization policy, which directs and coordinates the work of Slovenian institutions in 2011 and 2012 to key markets and sectors. Let me mention to colleagues and friends that next month I am going with a business delegation to India. Business conference will take place in New Delhi, Mumbai, and Bangalore, and I sincerely hope that they will contribute to the identification of real opportunities and to the establishment of long-term business cooperation between Slovenian and Indian Congress. By the way, for those who are not in Slovenia, you could observe our strategic moves in the last couple of years. We are trying to do our best to get on the markets of Russia, China, now India. I'm planning to go also, if I will not be a next former prime minister. I am planning to go with the business community to Brazil at the end of this year, and we are talking right now with advisors from the Indonesia government maybe to go there at the beginning of next year. So as you can see, we are not neglecting the markets that our companies are trying to do their best right now, but as I said at the beginning, there is a swift from west to east, and there is a so-called BRIC club countries, and we try to establish as best as possible political and economic collaboration with those countries. And I think we're doing quite good. I mean, you know, we cannot seek for the results in a couple of weeks. It's going to be maybe a couple of years, but definitely we will be a winner in this run. Let me stress that key sectors identified in the before-mentioned action plan are not important merely in respect of screening the foreign markets. Nevertheless, they are connected with them. These sectors include information and communication technologies, innovative and nanotechnologies, technologies and products for sustainable economy, and so on, and so on. Besides encouraging traditional sectors of our economies, decreasing and improving economic activity in these sectors is important for the progress of all the countries and companies in our region that wish to make another step higher in their development. In Slovenia, we are aware of the need for further improve the competitiveness of our economy. It is extremely important. Let me say that basically, I do not regret. I think it has been a strategic decision at the end of my term that we focused on two issues to settle down in a proper way a dispute with neighboring Croatia, because political issue with our neighboring country could rise to a security one. And by the way, in this case, maybe at the beginning at my period, I would focus more successfully to I don't know fiscal stimulus to economy, but in a couple of months or a couple of years, now we would be meshed with neighboring Croatia, and those results on economic level would be absolutely jeopardized by the security issues that would arise after that. So this has been, I think, a very good decision. Second decision has been to stimulate a social cohesion in our country. I know that for those who are coming from bigger countries than Slovenia is, it's maybe a little bit difficult to understand, but you know, Slovenia is a small country, 2 million, no more. The question of social cohesion is also a question of national consensus, and I push with my colleagues to boost social cohesion, not allow that a minority would be just out of you know the net because of economic and social crisis. I think this now gives us a credit that we can now address the our people, saying, okay, we've made our best to keep social cohesion, but right now we have to do whatever it takes to be more competitive. Now, as you know, we will have a referendum on pension reform. Everybody is invited to take place there and vote for it. Would be extremely important for our economic development in the future. No, I'm joking. Let me mention that on policy level, a new modern industrial policy is under preparation. However, we already implement a number of measures in the field of stimulating innovation, transfer of technologies, etc. Among these, I can mention direct subsidies to innovative companies located in technological parks and other subjects of innovative environment and subsidies to the companies for developing their human resources. In 2010, we also approved 17 projects under the tender for support of development centers of Slovenian economy. The value of financing is almost 180 million euros. In the view of improving this issue to be more competitive, to be more advanced in our technologies, I would also like to mention the importance of direct foreign investments, FDI. FDI can have a strong positive influence on the country's productivity, performance by transferring technology, knowledge, and by increasing integration with foreign markets. I mean, I would like to say one thing. There is no double standard. I mean, if I am addressing a domestic business community, I would say the same thing as am I addressing a foreign business community. The message is the same. Slovenia is too small to finance its own development. We desperately need foreign capital. We would like to open our doors and windows for foreign investments. Yes, we've done some mistakes in my mind, but I'm not the only one who makes a decision in this country. Somebody would say, thanks God. Somebody would say, well, we don't believe it. But let me say that with a new formal proposal by the government to the new agency, we are trying now to give a strong message to also those who are thinking about coming to the financial market in Slovenia, who will go in the direction of privatization. So I know this is also a very touchy and sensible political issue domestically, but nevertheless, I am a stronger supporter of this idea. I think you know, we have to do whatever it takes to boost the economy and to be more competitive, and in this case we will have a strong social cohesion and then we can go forward. Not to mention later on, as I said yesterday at the press conference, nevertheless, what will happen with the EU and Eurozone and all that stuff, our goal is to stay within the monetary union where Germany and France are. Whatever the future brings along, this is our strategic goal. Let me be clear about it. In this regard, I would like to mention that we endeavor to eliminate as much administrative burdens as possible. We are aware that we must also speed up activities, encouraging creativity, innovation, and whatever it is in connection with young people, change of the entrepreneur I would say change of model of thinking, pattern of behavior, I think, is deeply needed in the country. And I think, you know, you cannot establish this by law. I mean, it's a process. Somebody would say Slovenia is under negative atmosphere among people right now. Maybe this is right, but knowing our people well, being in politics for 20 years from the democratic movements back in late 80s, and then you know, going through a process of democratic changes, being an independent state, then negotiating for EU and NATO and so on. I know that basically this is a good thing that is happening to Slovenia. We are too small to be too much optimistic. We have to be cautious about things that are going around us, and people will recognize moments where they should trust the government or politicians. Let me remind you that one year ago, it has not been a political class to decide that we will settle down the problem with neighboring Croatia. People went out and voted for the agreement. I think it has been a huge success of common sense of our people. So when somebody would agree that here is a negative atmosphere and all that stuff, I'm saying no problem. This is a natural reaction to the changes that is occurring in the country and around us, and people just want to have a very honest and very you know, very hard arguments in favor of changes, not just changing like this just to be something changed, because we have also had some bad experiences with this transition period. You know, I wouldn't like to mention some sort of you know, phenomenons like having tycoons and you know, injustice in the country. There is a lack of confidence in the rule of law and so on. Now it's time to move on. Let me tell you that this conference is taking place right, I think, at the edge of a new movement of atmosphere in the country. Somebody will say when he stepped out of the office and suddenly move changed. Well, if this is a condition, I would like to do that again. But I think my government has done a lot to go through this very difficult period. I think basically we would repeat the same strategic decisions. Now we are in time where the priority number one is how to make Slovenia more competitive. We would like to open the door for foreign investments, and that is why I'm here welcoming you know, everybody who is ready to seek a business opportunity in our country. So in case you would need my support or my help, please just knock on my door. I'm paid to be there and to help you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prime Minister, for your thoughts.